Teachings of Saints. Saints and sages are respected in every country because they teach us great truths in simple ways. They show us the path to attain happiness. Ramana Maharshi was one of the great sages of South India. Devotees from all parts of India and even from other countries came to see him and receive his blessings. One day, a devotee saw the Maharshi fixing together palasha leaves with reed pins, making patravalis to serve as dinner plates for people in the ashram. A young devotee who was standing nearby said, "Bhagwan, you are pinning the leaves. Does it not amount to doing unnecessary work and wasting time?" Sage Ramana smiled and said, "My son, no work is a waste of time. If it serves a good purpose and if it is done in the right way, you can learn something useful from every piece of work you do. Take the spinning of leaves for instance. These leaves become important when they are used to serve food for the hungry. After eating food, they are fit only to be thrown away. So too, our body is important only when we use it to lead a good life and also to serve the needy. The selfish man who lives only for himself wastes his life even if he lives for 100 years. He is no better than other animals which also live, eat and grow." On another occasion, Ramana Maharshi saw a few grains of rice fallen on the ground near the kitchen. He immediately sat down and started collecting them one by one. Some of the devotees gathered around the Maharshi to see what he was doing. They could not believe that the great sage who had left his home and everything for the sake of God cared so much for those fallen grains of rice. One of them said, "Bhagwan, we have many bags of rice in the kitchen. Why do you take so much pain to pick up these few grains?" The sage looked up and said, "You see only these few grains of rice. The hard work of the farmer who ploughed the field and sowed the seeds, the water of the ocean and the heat of the sun, the clouds and the rains, the cool air and the warm sunshine, the soft earth and the life in the rice plants. All these have gone into these grains. If you understand this fully, you will see in every grain the hand of God. So do not crush them under your feet. If you do not want to eat them, give them to the birds." That is how the saints show us the way to lead a happy and useful life. Fortunate indeed are the persons who get the company of saints and sages now and then.